Hachette Audio presents Memory Man. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Ron McLarty and Orla Cassidy. To Tom and Patty Maciak, go forth and have fun. You've earned it. Chapter 1. Amos Decker would forever remember all three of their violent deaths in the most paralyzing shade of blue. It would cut into him at unpredictable moments like a gutting knife made of colored light. He would never be free from it. The stakeout had been long and ultimately unproductive. Driving home, he had been looking forward to catching a few hours of sleep before hitting the streets once more. He'd pulled into the driveway of the modest two-story vinyl cider that was 25 years old and would take at least that long to pay off. The rain had slicked the pavement, and as his size 14 boots made contact, he slipped a bit before traction was gained. He closed the car door quietly, certain that all inside would be asleep at this late hour. He trudged to the screen door leading into the kitchen and let himself in. The quiet was to be expected, but the too-quiet nature of the setting was not. He had not sensed that then, and later wondered why not. It was one of many failures on his part that night. He had paused in the kitchen to pour a glass of water from the tap. He chugged it, set the glass in the sink, wiped his chin dry, and headed to the next room.